Well, with school back the last couple of weeks, the Franklin police have made over 50 traffic stops in school zones.
Because of speeding.
Yeah. So just a reminder for everybody out there in school zones, you know, when you're dropping your kids off or commuting.
That's a reminder
for
you.
Drive slow. Yeah, I'm talking to myself really right now.
Yeah. This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast.
And Sylvia. And now they start talking. If you follow Woody and Jim Show on Facebook, you notice that we changed our profile picture.
We've changed our look.
Like Cracker Barrel, we changed our look.
They took the old guy off of the Cracker Barrel logo.
Yes, they took the old cracker off.
And we took two crackers and put them onto
your morning show crackers.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel logo. Yeah. It's pictures of you and I.
Yeah, my girlfriend Melissa found that on ChatGPT. It says, make a Woody and Jim Cracker Barrel logo. And that came out. Everybody's jumping on that. People are doing parodies of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen ones that say, you know, like Waffle House. And it says, we throw hands. But, there's the country singer, Jordan Davis, who's just now become the brand ambassador for Cracker Barrel. And people are saying, maybe the timing wasn't just right for that.
Yeah, I'm sure he's regretting that.
They're not getting the greatest publicity right now, but they're getting a lot of it.
They are. Yeah. I had this theory last week, and I think it's true. Maybe they did this on purpose because nobody's talked about Cracker Barrel in like 25 years. So now it's become the biggest topic.
Yeah, they put
that's
out
a way to do it these days. Yeah.
They put out a statement today, actually, and just kind of like reiterating, hey, we're not changing any of the things that you love about Cracker Barrel, like the food or like the friendliness.
The store,
but we're just trying to upgrade to like reach a broader audience, which is kind of what every company tries to do. And then it has a big downfall.
Yeah.
Right. Then they make the people who were into what made them famous mad.
Yeah.
Right.
And then nobody's
you turn
happy.
Off the people who were into you.
Yeah. And like my husband said too, because he had no idea this was happening and I kind of gave him the down low and he was like, well, that's dumb. Like, I like walking into Cracker Barrel and feeling like I went back into my grandma's house.
Yeah.
Like, so they are changing a part that people love. It's the feel that you get when you walk in. And that's kind of being done away with. So.
Just wonder, like, secretly is like all their information saying, well, there's less and less of those people who want that feeling and we better grow or we're, you know, if you ain't growing, you're dying.
I'm sure.
I know it was like early this morning, the news came out that Hooters is going to become more family friendly. And I guess the new CEO says that they're not going to have their butt cheeks hanging out anymore because he assumes that people go to Hooters for the food.
Yeah. You almost need to make it like go the opposite way because Twin Peaks is just like Hooters.
Yeah.
They seem to be doing okay.
Yes. So it's like, I don't know what you guys are. Yeah. Where are you getting your info from?
Perhaps they overthinking it.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
The Music City Grand Prix is once again this weekend. And for the second year in a row, it's going to be taking place not downtown, but at the Super Speedway out in Lebanon. So I guess they had construction issues because they always, you know, they put the whole thing through downtown. But because of the construction with the stadium, they can't do it for a couple of years.
Right.
So maybe till 2027, then they'll move it back downtown, which is kind of, that made it fun and unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, not so much just circles.
Just real, real, real.
It's cool when they get on the streets.
Yeah, it is cool.
So for the first time ever, Netflix has a number one movie at the box office.
Wow.
K-pop Demon Hunters, their most watched movie ever, which has just been crushing things over the summer. They decided to put it back into theaters for the first time with a sing-along version with the lyrics to all the songs so that everybody who loves the soundtrack, which is like so many of their songs charted this summer, they could sing along in a group setting. And now it's available today. If you have a Netflix subscription, you can watch the sing-along version as one of the choices at home.
Very cool.
I can proudly say my TikTok, Instagram, Netflix, nothing has said anything about this movie.
Well, just because you spoke that out loud near your phone?
I keep thinking it's going to pop up, so maybe it will now. But yeah, it hasn't. Well, there's a Kendra Scott store that's going to open in 12 South this winter. So, boys, be prepared for Christmas and Valentine's Day. It's like jewelry, purses. But they're not like super expensive. I mean, they're, you know, still good quality.
They're in a specialty shop at 12 South.
Yeah, I know. But they're good quality for the price you pay.
Okay.
So. I'm more on a Big Lots budget.
Dollar store.
Welcome to the portion of the show that's like the elephant's graveyard of jokes.
Yep. It's where they go to die.
It's a Woody and Jim joke off. We tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. And then the first person to laugh is the loser.
Woody, right. Start us off.
Okay. First, the dramatic music. Jim, why did the Dutch mom not let her daughter eat candy?
I don't know.
Because it might rot her damn teeth.
Not bad.
Geography joke.
Woody, they say we attract what we fear.
Mm.
I am so scared of $15 million. I hope it works.
Jim, the guy who threw the Subway sandwich at the cop in D.C. has been charged with assault with a deadly weapon.
Almost laughed. As an American, I'm tired of people saying America is the stupidest country in the world.
Mm. Yeah.
Personally, I think Europe is the stupidest country in the world.
Another geography joke. Jim, the people of Dubai don't understand the Flintstones.
Yeah.
But the people of Abu Dhabi do.
Abu Dhabi do.
Thanks for saying whatever. Yeah. Jenna did for that for everybody. We were all thinking it.
Abu Dhabi do.
I walked into the liquor store and a guy working there asked me, "Do you need help?" I said, "Yeah, but I'm here to get whiskey instead."
Jim, there's a difference between me and Superman. Superman has supervision. I need supervision.
Mm.
I can vouch for that.
Yes.
As the person who does the supervising.
Supervising.
Woody, wear this leash. Mm. Our hands will be together. I won't lose you. Survival tip.
Mm.
If zombies attack, go to Costco. Lots of food, supplies, and zombies can't get in without a membership card.
Ah. That's just clever.
Yeah, that is smart.
Jim, the Flat Earth Society is now boasting they have millions of members around the globe.
Almost got me. Woody, don't wear headphones while vacuuming.
Mm.
I finished the whole house before realizing the vacuum wasn't plugged in.
That would make me so mad.
Jim, I stayed up all night wondering where the sun went, and then it dawned on me.
A hacker just called me and said he has all my passwords. I jumped up, grabbed a piece of paper, and said, "All right, what are they?"
Jim, what has two butts and kills people?
I don't know.
An assassin?
I was thinking Madea.
Madea?
Can I laugh at Gina's joke?
Yeah, the Tyler Perry movies. Or what was it, Norbit?
Norbit, they were same thing.
Yeah. All the same thing. I think Gina wins the joke off.
No.
She made me laugh with the joke that she made after your joke.
All right.
Yay!
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. The struggle continues. The Ready to Play Gender Wars now brought to you by Structure Group. They built my fence. They can do that for you, or they can do indoor-outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, structuregroup.us. For the ladies, we have Jackie in Mount Juliet. For the guys, we have Adam in Nashville. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome. Yes. Adam, tell us something that made you smile recently.
Okay, y'all can't make fun of me, but I've been watching a lot of Red Panda videos on Instagram.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
We're not making fun of you.
No. That's my favorite part of the zoo.
Yeah.
They're adorable.
They're awesome.
So cute.
I love it.
Jackie, tell us something that made you smile.
Rescued a cat that got hit by a car and was very sick and took it to the shelter. Shelter took it to Avenue Animal Hospital in Mount Juliet and they fixed the cat up. Cat's doing perfect and found a new home with one of the shelter employees.
Aww,
that's sweet.
That's awesome.
You saved a life. That's good.
Hero.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, you each have a screen you can use in the game, and let's start with multiple choice questions.
All right, Jackie, is the Highlander SUV sold by Honda, Toyota, or Chevrolet?
Toyota.
Toyota?
Yes.
Is right.
Woo!
Good job.
Okay, Adam, is the medical drama The Pitt seen on Amazon Prime, Netflix, or HBO Max?
Amazon Prime?
No, no. HBO Max.
Okay.
Really good.
Jackie's got 1-0 lead.
Jackie, Jason Momoa plays what member of the superhero Justice League?
Aquaman.
Aquaman. Yeah. Right. He is
Aquaman. Okay. She has 2 points. Adam has none. You need one here.
All right, Adam.
Keep it going.
What do you buy at heydude.com?
Oh, crap. Screw.
All right. Okay. Jackie, do you know what you can buy at heydude.com?
Shoes.
Yes, shoes.
Shitty shoes.
Yes.
Always shoes.
We forgot the number one rule. When in doubt, say shoes.
Yeah. Quite often it's right. Well, right. Sorry, Adam, but Jackie was on her game.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Aww.
Very cool, Adam.
Thank
we hope you play again real soon.
And Adam, I will continue looking at Red Panda videos for you, bud.
In your honor.
Thank you.
Nice. Nice. Well, we got some tickets for you to go to Holiday World, get your roller coaster junkie fix.
Yeah, right.
And we're also going to give you a certificate of bragification. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits, 93.3.
How was our weekend, y'all?
It was good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, the weather was pretty nice. Went out with my wife to Macero.
Macero.
Elevated Mexican on 12 South and just like marveled. You know, you just, even if you haven't been down that road in a month, it just keeps radically changing with like every designer store and, you know, 100 new really nice restaurants.
Yeah,
it was wild.
Any parts of Nashville, it's like you haven't been there for 6 months. You drive in and go, this is totally different. Now.
Right.
Am I in the right place?
And you have a hard time remembering what it used to be.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So, yeah, we had a really nice dinner out. And then yesterday had a hockey game, and we were playing for third place in the playoffs.
Ooh, okay.
And we got it.
Woo!
Yay!
So,
that was good. This is our first year playing in a league above us.
Mm. So okay.
We lost the first 5 games by 1-0. Ended up winning third place in the league. So
that's great.
It was a big turnaround.
Yeah, my grandson Ollie had his first soccer game Saturday. He was still really hot, even though it was 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, they won that. And then later on Saturday, I went to City Auto. We had a little fun time for a couple hours. It was all of a sudden I was looking at the radar, and it was supposed to storm between noon and 2, the exact time I was there.
So just I was for a few blocks right around where you are.
I was just pretty much ballast holding the tent down. Then yesterday went to church and had lunch with my son and grandkids.
Nice. Awesome.
That was cool.
Yeah. Friday night was pretty chill. Saturday, I helped my friend out at her food truck for a Trevecca like freshman welcome thing.
Oh, nice.
And then yesterday we finished the decals on the nursery. So like the nursery painting and walls are all done.
It's all decorated.
Yes, thank
Very
God.
Cool.
And then, yeah, just had a chill rest of the day.
Emergency break glass for a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
It's pretty cool. A 20-year-old guy named Aiden in Florida said he has his faith in God restored. I guess he went to a friend's house to watch a UFC fight.
Mm-hmm.
And as one does, especially in Florida, the host of the party said, "Hey, you want to see my gun?"
Oh, no.
And so he brings it out, starts waving it around, and shoots Aiden in the chest from 10 feet away.
Oh, my gosh.
He would have died, except he was wearing a cross necklace that his father gave him for Christmas. And his doctor talked about what a miracle it was.
If he wasn't wearing that cross, the bullet would not have been deflected to the left and where it went through his arm. It would have went into his chest and probably caused devastating injury to his heart and probably great vessels, and definitely would have been a different outcome for Aiden.
So, yeah.
Amazing.
Wow. Faith restored. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. This mood boost brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro. Took a ride through 12 South for the first time in about a year. My wife and I went out like date night. We went to Macero. 12 South, which is like
Macero.
Elevated Mexican cuisine. It was really good.
Elevated? Really that means nice it's place. On the second floor?
Yeah.
Elevated? Okay.
Yes.
It is, actually.
It is elevated physically, and the menu is as well. And it was great. We really enjoyed it. Everything was really well done. But it was just the whole area, like, it is changing so much.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, it was packed.
Yeah.
Like a Saturday night at 6 o'clock, it looked like Broadway.
Wow.
Only the people were a little older, a lot more well-to-do, and less drunk.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Probably more clothing, too.
Yeah. Just and so much money. Like, every car in every spot on the street and in parking lots was, like, the worst car was, like, a high-end Lexus and up. I think somebody tried to drive through with a Chevy Malibu, and they stopped the car. They flipped it over, pulled the people out, and set it on fire because they're like, what are you trying to do, drive a Chevy around here?
You don't belong here.
You're totally harshing our mellow here, you guys.
And the stores, my wife, as we were driving, like, okay, let's just take a stroll down. Now that we've already had dinner, we're just driving down a little slow, windows down kind of thing. And she's naming off, like, okay, Draper James, that's been there for a long time. That's, mm-hmm. And there were so many names. I didn't recognize any of them.
Right. Uh-huh.
But she was like, oh, and they have one of those stores.
Like,
and
super designer stores? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They should, like, oh, yeah, like a Lululemon headquarters.
Oh, yeah.
And there was, like, all the Birkenstock store.
I think 12 South is becoming what the Gulch wanted to become.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because the Gulch, you know, at first when it kind of blew up and stuff, it was, like, higher end things and boutiques and, you know, trendy.
Now it's just kind of become another tourist area.
Right. Like, it's just a
spillover spot for Broadway.
A little bit.
We know we need to find a new place to put all our pretentious stuff.
and just like, I loved people watching, but it is weird as somebody who's lived here close to 30 years to see almost no one of those crowds on the street were from Nashville.
Yeah.
Almost all of them had moved within the last few years from California.
A lot of California license plates.
It was,
they
had created a new California community on the 12 South area.
Of course.
It's really weird.
Gina, you were telling us off the air that perhaps your faith in the future of humanity has been restored somewhat.
Yes.
what took it to get to that thinking?
Right. So on Saturday, I helped my friend out at her food truck. We sell acai bowls. It's called Nash Bowls. Really good. And we were at a, like, welcome freshman event for Trevecca, the college.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, our line, I never saw an end in sight. Like, we were there for 2 hours, and we just got slammed. It was me and her working. I took two sips of waters that whole time. Like, we were slammed.
Yeah.
But these kids were so kind, so patient. I mean, some of them had probably been waiting for an hour in line. Like, it was crazy.
It's a long time.
Long time. But, like, and I've shared with you guys a couple times, like, usually when we're at events, and it's usually adults, they take forever to order, or they, you know, ask me tons of questions. And we have signs everywhere. Like, it's all written out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We got, like, no questions. Kids came up with their phone. They had taken pictures of the menu. So they were like, oh, yeah, looking at their phone. I'd like a Nashville Nutty. Yes. And there were no confusions. They also, we have four standard bowls that you can choose from, or you can create your own.
Right.
And there's kind of like a method, like three fruits, a topping, and you pick your base. And we get so many questions, or we get people being like, oh, can I get five fruits? Or, oh, you know, whatever. Kind of just take it to the extreme.
So they were polite and paying attention. You didn't get the Gen Z stare?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It was incredible. Like, my faith in humanity has been restored. I mean, if you have
a kid. Until it's crushed later today.
Right. If you have a kid, a freshman kid at Trevecca, like, you did something right. It was crazy.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got the cream of the crop there.
Yeah.
Going to do another Woody and Jim joke off. Bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
We'll try not to laugh, and it won't be hard.
Yes.
Because these are terrible.
Yeah. In an odd turn of events, Gina won the first round.
On accident.
She just made a comment that was better than the actual joke being said.
It was. Okay.
And it worked.
Jim, kick us off.
Woody, I didn't think I was fat. Till the woman in McDonald's said, sorry about your weight.
Jim, my girlfriend used to love to go fishing. Now she just plays Nintendo all day.
Yeah.
Talk about bait and switch.
What if you spell absolutely nothing backwards?
Mm-hmm.
You get Gitan Glatusalaba, which, you know what that means?
Mm.
Absolutely nothing.
Mm.
Backwards.
Yeah, backwards.
How old do you have to become a Star Wars stormtrooper?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Anytime after you hit puberty.
That's cute. Okay. What if smoking will kill you?
Mm.
Bacon will kill you.
Mm.
But smoking bacon will cure it.
Oh.
Jim, you know, ghosts are terrible liars. You can see right through them.
It's true.
Today I started an argument with my wife while riding in an elevator. I was wrong on so many levels.
Jim, my girlfriend's car had a flat tire as we were driving to my sister's house. So I had to call my sister and say, sorry, we're going to be late. My girlfriend has a puncture. And she said, oh, I thought you were dating a real girl this time.
Ba-da-ba!
Burn.
My inflatable girlfriend.
My kid asked me what I used to do when, you know, when the iPad was broken. I'd explain, well, we didn't have iPads, but I did talk into a fan, so I sounded like a robot.
That's cool.
True, yeah. That cool. Still do that?
Then go out in the yard and drink from the hose.
Yep.
Jim, I hear the factory where they make yardsticks is not going to make them any longer.
Really?
No, that's it. They're not going to make them any longer.
Oh, okay.
The joke was, there was no second part.
Yardstick.
It was already.
Yardstick was there. Fully, it's already out there.
Fully joke.
Out there to die on the vine.
And a policeman knocked on my door saying he was looking for a man with one eye.
Mm.
I said, why don't you use both eyes? You might find him faster.
Jim, you know, you can't spell mental illness without men. Yeah, Gina would like that one. Yeah.
Proud to say, my wife, she really spoils me.
Mm.
I married her for her personality.
Mm.
And now she has five more.
Ah.
And if I'm lucky, I get all of them in one day.
That's excellent. Jim, please show support for National No Bra Day. Last year was a little bit of a flop.
Picturing it.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Woody, I gave up drinking for a month. Oh, sorry, that came out wrong. I gave up drinking. That came out wrong.
I see where you're going.
I'm giving up.
It's a punctuation joke.
Yes. You know what? I'm going to punt.
Okay.
Forget this joke ever happened.
I believe the actual ending should be, I gave up. Drinking all month.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for dragging that out even further after I tried to get away from it.
Yeah.
Let's just make this 10 minutes part of it.
Let's just go ahead and just play taps. Jim, if cops handcuff a deaf person, does that take away their freedom of speech?
Oh. One to ponder.
Just an observation.
Woody, I bought something nice for myself. Because today would have been my birthday if I was born today.
Aw.
Yeah.
Sweet. Jim, yesterday I was washing the car with my son. He said, Dad, why don't you use a sponge instead?
All right, okay. That was stupid.
All right, that was stupid.
Dumb. Your poor son.
The entire thing was stupid.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Lorne Michaels, the producer of Saturday Night Live, is promising a big cast shakeup this year.
Ooh.
I guess they've only guaranteed one cast member to come back so far. And it's not Kenan Thompson, oddly enough.
Oh, really?
But you know he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
He's going to be there forever.
The one they have officially kept is James Austin Johnson. He's the guy that does President Trump.
Oh, well, then that makes sense.
He does actually a good job with that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people will be coming back, but I'm sure they're going to shake things up, too. So,
yeah.
It could be just to get a little publicity before the season starts.
Could be. And I fell for it.
You've been used. So, Kilmar Abrego Garcia is the man who was mistakenly admitted by the government, deported, and then he was brought back, and then they found some charges to charge him, and he's been in custody in Nashville, and then they let him go in Nashville so he'd go back to Baltimore, but as soon as he checked in in Baltimore, they picked him up again, and now they're going to send him to Uganda.
Jeez.
Okay.
So where in the world is Kilmar Obrego Garcia? You remember that kid show from the late 90s?
It's too bad they don't let him have the frequent flyer miles.
Oh, yeah, right?
Poor guy. So two Tennesseans are happy after winning $50,000 each on the 23rd. They got two winning tickets in Madison. And now the Powerball jackpot has reached $750 million. And it's now the largest advertised jackpot in over a year. So
okay. Well, now it's worth it.
Yeah, right?
our bizarre logic. Yes. I was like, oh, it's only 50 million? Who cares?
Yeah, I'm not wasting $5
on that. What a mere
bag
of shells. I'm going to wait till it gets bigger. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. First Monday in a while that it hasn't felt like, outside.
Yeah, that was so good.
We must go frolic in the wilderness.
Yeah. I got to wash my car today.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think, because it's not supposed to rain for another 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's about time.
Okay.
I did it in June. I'm ready for my twice a year car wash.
Nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What you doing, Gina?
I have a couple meetings, and then I think we're going to finish like the trim in the nursery today.
Nice.
So,
yeah. I'm got a few bills to pay, and then tonight could be the most important night in the history of all sports. It's my fantasy football draft tonight.
Ooh.
Oh. Big night.
Make sure you set your timer to the correct time.
I will.
Like me, the commissioner of my league.
Well, I'm the commissioner, so I set the time.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Anybody who's in a different time zone is just screwed. You guys have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.